It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 3-2 pitch. Struck him out! Kansas City, you've got a World Series. The Royals are champions of the American League. Dan Quisenberry gets the strike past Willie Randolph, and the Royals have won the American League pennant.
Willie Randolph, former Mets manager, who'd probably be losing sleep after last night's victory they had in that game.
I mean, just an incredible call by Denny Matthews from back in the day. That's 1980, beating the Yankees finally to get to that World Series for the first time in franchise history. There's nobody better to talk about it than Curt Nelson, the Royals Hall of Fame director, who I guess you could say is a novel when it comes to the Kansas City Royals. That was the first time there getting to that World Series. Kurt, what was it like for you back in 1980 getting that final win over the Yankees, you know?
Well, the 1980 team, I've always said, is, you know, they're so close to my heart because I was 12 years old then. You do the math.
Right.
And that team, I tell those guys, I'm an odd duck in the fact that I've got to do this as a career, but they literally changed my life. And so, you know, finally beating the Yankees, you know, that was finally beating the Yankees. That was not the first time we ran across the Yankees in the postseason. But that, you know, that third strike with Dan Quisenberry on the mound, who was a key player and finally getting us to be able to beat the Yankees. And, of course, that great call from Denny Matthews. But, yeah, that 1980 series obviously was, you know, so important in Royals history to finally win an American League pennant.
When you do go to the Royals Hall of Fame, is it like an Arthur Blank thing? Like you have to induct yourself, or will somebody finally put you into the place that you built?
Now, I don't know if I qualify necessarily. I'm the storyteller and tell the stories of the people that I've been part of this franchise and you know, led to some of these great moments and so many interesting characters and great people. And, you know, we inducted three people this year that I was thrilled with because of their influence on the franchise, especially the general managers, you know, that were key parts of that 1980 team. Even, you know, Cedric Talas was general manager from 69 to 74. So he didn't see those championship series against the Yankees, but certainly was a big part of it because so many of the players that made up those teams were drafted, developed, or traded for with Cedric. And then, of course, John Schuerholz was there building the farm system in that time. And then later on with the 85 team, was the general manager. So, yeah, it's very fun to be able to tell their stories.
You know, Kurt, I think what's fun to tell is the kind of the story of the Yankees and the Royals, one of the more historically significant rivalries, you know, in baseball. And it was great in the late 70s and obviously in 1980. And then it petered out because, well, the Royals didn't live up to what they needed to live up to basically for, you know, 30 years. And the Yankees took off and did their thing. People that are kind of waking up today in their 30s and 40s probably really don't understand the significance of this series with the Yankees that's coming up. In your opinion, how significant is this Royals-Yankees ALCS from a historical perspective?
Well, it's great to look back on it for us, you know, us that were around to be able to be part of that. You know, you think the Royals and the Yankees played each other in four of five postseasons. And this was early on when the postseason was a thing. You know, the what we know as the postseason began with the Royals' expansion in 1969. Before 1969, there was no such thing as the postseason. There was only the World Series. So when the expansion of 69 with the four teams, including the Royals and Kansas City, was what spurred that 69 expansion, the league split into divisions, and that's when the ALCS and NLCS, which was the beginning of the postseason, came about. So it was early on in that era that the Royals and Yankees would run across each other in 76. And, you know, we think of that as the Royals' first entree into the postseason, which, of course, it was in a very brief history of the franchise beginning in 69. But it was new for the Yankees, too, because the last time they had been in the World Series was 1964. So it had been 12 years since the Yankees had made that. So there were basically nobody left from that team. So it was new for both of them. And they were combatants, you know, three straight years in which the Yankees would beat us in 76. And, you know, George hit a home run. And back in those days, when they were five-game series, we took it to five games in 76. George hit a three-run home run in the top of the eighth at Yankee Stadium to tie that game. And then Chambliss would hit the home run, the walk-off home run to win it. And then we met up again the next year. The Royals won 102 games in 77. That time we had home field advantage and pushed it all the way to the fifth game again and had a 3-1 lead going into the eighth inning. The Yankees scored one in the eighth and three in the top of the ninth and beat us here at home. That was really a crusher. And then they beat us in four games in 1978. George had another great performance in that game three. He had three home runs in his first three at-bats at Yankee Stadium, but he always says all three of them were solo home runs. And we ended up losing that game 6-5 and lost in four. And then, of course, we would meet again in 1980 and have the wonderful the slaying of the dragon, I say, in 1980.
When you look at this team today versus the Yankees and you think of those 70s matchups, what are some similarities that we could see in modern time that maybe were there when, like, my dad was, you know, my age, dying on the edge of his seat watching the Yankees just rip his soul out, which I don't think is necessarily the situation here, but are there similarities in that Yankees-Royals matchup that there might be in today's Royals matchup against the Yankees?
There's a lot of similarities to a lot of successful Royals teams, and some of that deals with the ballpark that we play in. And, you know, it's different than it was then because it was artificial turf and now it's grass and but it's still a big ballpark. So, you know, pitching and defense, you know, it sounds a cliche and everything, but pitching and defense is important. Pitching and defense was important back in those days for that Royals team. You had Dennis Leonard and Paul Splittorff and Larry Gura and guys like that were pitching in the rotation. And it was very important, you know, 76, 77, 78, we really didn't have a closer per se. And as a matter of fact, in 77, for instance, in that game five, when we were battling for our lives at home, trying to maintain that lead in the bottom of the ninth, when the Yankees scored three runs to win that game, we didn't have a closer in that game. Whitey Herzog went to starting pitchers coming out of the bullpen. Dennis Leonard pitched in that ninth inning. Larry Gura pitched in that ninth inning. So he didn't really have a closer. And so that in no small way, us winning in 1980, you know, Dan Quisenberry coming on the scene late in 1979, 1980 was his first full season. He had 33 saves. And he was key in us being able to do that. And he pitched the last three innings of that game three sweep in New York. He pitched the last three innings. Wow. Back in that day, the closers pitched, and he escaped a bases loaded no out jam in the eighth after George's three run home run that put us ahead 4-2. So in that way, you can sort of see the similarities between these teams, guys that get on base, put the bat on the ball, don't strike out a lot, and play pitching and defense. And that was key back in 1980. It's going to be key again this year.
And also, too, Kurt, I think that 1980 win over the Yankees kind of laid a little bit of a groundwork for what was going to happen in the future, right? Didn't, like, Dick Houser get, you know, fired by the Yankees or leave the Yankees soon after that and come to Kansas City?
It's really interesting, Bob, because if you think about the 1980 season, both the Royals and the Yankees had first-year managers. Dick Houser was managing his first year for the Yankees, won 103 ball games, won the American League East. Jim Frey with the Royals wins the American League West. They meet in the ALCS. In game two of... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That ALCS here in Kansas City, in the eighth inning when the Royals held a slight one-run lead, and it was in the top of the eighth, again, it was Willie Randolph. He was on first base. Bob Watson hit a shot down into the left field corner, and they tried to score Willie Randolph from first, and it was Wilson to Brett to Porter at the plate, and Willie Randolph was out at the plate, so the tying run was cut down at the plate to end the top of the eighth. The Royals would win that game and then go on and George's home run in game three to win it. George Steinbrenner was so upset with that play in game two that after that game, he went into the visiting clubhouse at Royal Stadium and told Dick Houser, "You have to fire your third base coach, a gentleman by the name Mike Ferraro." And, of course, Dick said, "We're in the middle of a series. I am not firing the third base coach in the middle of the series." Then after they lost the series, he went to him again and said, "You're firing Mike Ferraro." And he said, "I'm not firing Mike Ferraro." He said, "Yes, you are." And Dick said, If you're asking me to fire Mike Ferrari, you're going to have to fire me." And George Steinbrenner called a press conference and said that, and Dick was there, and he said that George Steinbrenner was leaving the Yankees because he had business opportunities in Florida that he couldn't pass up. And of course, the media asked Dick about the business opportunities, and Dick says, "You'll have to ask Mr. Steinbrenner." So he fired him, and then of course, Jim Frey was the manager of the Royals at the beginning of the 81 season, but we didn't get off to a good start. The second half after the strike, we didn't get off to a good start again. So what did the Royals do? They fired Jim Frey and they hired Dick Houser. So thank you, George Steinbrenner, for being so upset with Dick Houser in game two of the ALCS in 1980, because that led the next year to Dick Houser becoming manager of the Royals. And of course, he would lead us to the playoffs in 81. A division title in 84, and the World Series title in 85, and cement a legacy here in Kansas City. But yes, Dick Houser's career in Kansas City goes back to one play in game two of the 1980 ALCS at Royal Stadium between the Yankees and Royals.
That's wild, man. Like, George Steinbrenner, you know, fires everybody, but in the middle of a playoff series, go fire your third base coach. That's typical Steinbrenner right there. Glad he did it.
I'm glad he did it too, because it really paid off for Kansas City, and it was like you say, it's very Steinbrenian to be able to do that.
But the
series against the Yankees, it's hard to believe it's been 44 years. We haven't run across them. We sort of stayed around in the playoffs for a little bit. The Yankees disappeared a little bit after 1981, mm-hmm. and then the Yankees resurgence, and then we were gone for a long time. So there hasn't been this meeting back. It almost happened back in 15 when we played the Astros, because the Astros and Yankees had played in the wild card game. So we almost clashed in 15, but it's good to see the matchup again.
It is. Kurt, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Kurt Nelson, Hall of Fame director for the Royals, shedding some historical perspective on what this Yankees-Royals series is. And I think for the kids, you know, our age, we're starting to understand what our fathers have talked about for years, you know, with this Royals-Yankee matchup.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.